Welcome to the Prosperity Podcast, fresh, alternative personal finance talk for independent thinkers who prosper outside of Wall Street. Here's your host, best-selling author, Kim D.H. Butler, and no BS money guy, Todd Strobel.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Prosperity Podcast. This is no BS money guy, Todd Strobel, along with my co-host and best-selling financial author, who, by the way, just keeps putting out more and more books, Kim Butler. Welcome, Kim.
Thank you, Todd. Happy to be here. And I read some fabulous books over these holidays, so we'll talk about those maybe later in another podcast. But today, I think we've got a fun discussion.
Super. We are going to be discussing the worst possible day to invest. And no, it's not a Monday, a Tuesday, a Friday. Some people would guess that. But the worst possible day to invest or to begin savings is when, Kim?
Tomorrow. And so why are we saying this? Why would there even be a worst possible day? And I think it's because human nature always wants to put things off, especially when those things are either slightly challenging to do, like save money first before we spend it, or when we're unsure of what we're doing. I was just talking with a client today that was absolutely capable of saving $1,000 a month. And it doesn't matter whether it's $100 a month or $10 billion a month. But they never pulled the trigger because they were unsure of what their opportunities were or are. And it's so much easier to get excited about investing or saving, and those two things are different, when we're sure of what we're doing, when we're confident in what we're doing. So gaining that confidence, the knowledge, the education that needs to stand behind that confidence is really where you should put your money first.
Super. So we're talking about the difference between certainty and, well, I don't know if you want to use uncertainty, but what's another good word?
Guesswork or lack of confidence or just throwing the dartboard or what have you. I know we've got some fun work about how monkeys can actually pick better stocks than advisors can sometimes. And we'll tackle some stock market predictions here in a little bit, but let's just pursue this out a little bit. When you have certainty, that's a good word. And in fact, we've got a good friend that's even written a column about the economic value of certainty. When you have that, it's not only easier to make decisions, it's easier to take action. So if the worst possible day to save or invest is tomorrow, when do you think the best possible day is?
Well, I'm going to guess today.
Yeah, absolutely. And so when we have spent some time getting educated, when we have spent some time possibly connecting with somebody that can help us be accountable, then we can take advantage of that knowledge and that education and act today. So not only do we want to have the education, we want to have the ability to act. And sometimes, yes, that does require getting help. And all human beings can benefit from getting help. And we all know this. If you really want results in something, go to somebody that knows what they're doing already and get that person's help. So the person who you turn to be your accountability partner does not always have to be the same as the person that you turn to get the education. But if they are, then that's a handy combination.
Super. And so many times, you know, a lot of investors in particular will say, you know, there's so many more opportunities for somebody who has 100,000 versus maybe somebody who only has 5,000, or, you know, they only have the ability to save, like you said, $1,000 a month. But I can't think of a single instance where I've met anybody whose 100,000 didn't start at $1,000 a month somewhere.
Exactly. And it's one of the things that I really am grateful for around the structure that we've used in our family's lives for so many years. And that's you save first. And saving is typically done on a monthly basis. And if you save inside a life insurance policy, then that accountability buddy is there for you automatically with the life insurance premium bill that you get either on a monthly or an annual basis. So then your accountability is built in. And what happens over time, in fact, I talked to a different client today. She said, you know, all of a sudden I have $150,000 in this account. And I just had been saving. In fact, she was saving about $1,000 a month. I've just been saving my monthly amount. And all of a sudden here it's at this value. And now I can go do other things with it. So the ability to save and build up and then invest is so much more effective. Now, of course, some people already have money in an IRA or some other thing that they built up with. But I bet you're right. In most cases, unless somebody sold a business or had a bonus structure where they just happened to get a large lump sum, most lump sum savings got there by being created month after month after month.
Super. And then to go along with this, if you happen to have that 100,000 or you happen to have that 50,000, and again, we've been working with a client recently who's in this situation too, who actually has $1 million, but has let that $1 million sit in cash while they try to figure out where to invest it. And boy, when you start looking about how not making a decision for several months, when you're making that decision on $1 million and you have to factor in inflation and then you have to factor in the opportunity costs of not pulling the trigger on that and the gains that would compile on top of those gains, the numbers can be significant, can't they?
Absolutely. And opportunity cost is something that we always want to be looking at. And we typically look at it from a cost standpoint of if we do something other than something else, like A versus B, two different decisions. But in this case, we're looking at opportunity cost if we do something versus if we don't do anything. And that opportunity cost does exist even within a day's time frame. Now, of course, it gets bigger and bigger as the time goes on, but that's why education should occur up front. That's why look now for investment opportunities. Look now to learn what you need to learn about saving your money even before you're ready, so that when you are ready, the confidence is there and you can pull the trigger.
Super. And along with that education and talking about opportunity cost, sometimes that education needs to be against the grain and not in where everybody else is going. I know when we certainly look at the stock market this year, and we've just experienced a massive 10% correction over the last couple of days. Isn't it interesting? You either have gains or corrections. Nobody ever loses money. I like that. But you know, if I were to ask you, Kim, what do you think the market looks like for this year? Is it going to go up or down?
Both ways.
So your answer is both?
Yeah, was that the right answer?
I guess. That's the only thing I know for sure. Then the other thing that I would ask you too is how much of your money is at risk? In other words, what's the worst rate of return the market can give you?
Now, that's a fun question. My answer is negative 100%. And a lot of people think that the answer is zero. When you say, how low can the stock market go? Well, it can be a zero return. No, it cannot. It can be a negative 100% return. People saw that in 2008 and 2009, where they literally lost entire account balances because of the drastic decrease in the stock market and what the value of those accounts were. So we want to be very, very careful that as we're doing our learning, we're paying attention where the education is coming from. I've started to do this in every area of reading that I do. So whether I'm reading about gaining health, I will immediately look to the author. Who's writing this information? If I'm reading about finances, who's writing this information? Where is this information coming from? Because it's totally fine if it comes from a salesperson, for example. But what does that salesperson do with their own money? What does that health advisor do with their own eating habits or their own workout methods or what have you? And it's so important that we pay attention where our education is coming from these days, because, of course, we all are turning to the web and we tend to look at the first two or three articles that are out on Google. But just because they're the first two or three articles on Google does not mean that they're the best source for the information. And I'll readily admit, I'm not a heavy researcher, but I do know to pay attention where my education is coming from.
Super. And again, your definition of an investment is what?
Our goal for investments are double digits, no loss of principal. And that second part is almost more valuable than the first part. Oh, sure, double digits, okay, that's good. But the no loss of principal is even more important in my mind.
And we've got just a couple minutes here. And another concept just to think about is if you, and this is a number I'm hoping you can come up with quickly, is if you experience, say, a 10% or a 20% loss, and then experience that exact same thing, a 10 or a 20% gain, you're still behind, aren't you?
Absolutely. You're behind by about 50%, actually. So you typically have to double the loss in order to get back to where you were. And it's one of the biggest mistakes people make with their money is to, quote, try to get back to where they were. Because in doing that, they're going to go after investments that cause even greater loss of principal. This whole idea of you have to take on more risk to get more reward is actually a faulty premise, because what it assumes is that by taking on more risk, you're going to get more reward. And we know that's not the case. If you take on more risk, you also take on more risk. You take on the opportunity of losing more money. So yes, the higher reward potential is there, but that also comes along with a higher potential for a loss. And so risk should really be viewed as something to avoid. You know, people ask what risk tolerance is. Mine is zero. I don't have tolerance for losing money. I earned my money. I don't want to lose it. I think even people that inherited their money don't want to lose it. And so this idea that we should be knocking it out of the park or losing money is ineffective, and it's why people have such a roller coaster ride with their finances. If instead their goals are double digit return, now this is investing, not savings, double digit return, no loss of principal, then they're never sliding backwards. Consequently, they're never trying to make that up.
Super. And again, just to clarify, it's a double gain to make up the loss. So if you have a 10% loss, you need to have a 20% gain. You said loss twice. So it's just So just to clarify that.
Thank you. Yes, good clarity. And that's just round numbers, but it helps us realize how tough it is to do.
Super. And it's not hard to have that. Like I said, we saw a 10% loss, you know, just in a day last week. So,
right.
You know, our advice that we have come to over time by being both involved in the market and involved in alternative investing is not to play in the market and to go where we have better control over the rules. Anything you want to add before we wrap up?
Well, just keep your learning. It's something that we should be doing our whole lives long. And I'm learning every day. I learn from the questions that clients ask. I learn by rereading materials that I thought I knew everything about. I'll pick something up on. And when your mind's open and you continue to learn, then you continue to grow. And that's really what we want our money to do, is to continue to learn and continue to grow. If our minds are doing that, then our money will be doing that as well.
Super. We invite everybody to visit partners, the number 4prosperity.com. A lot of good learning materials there. And again, this is No BS Money Guy, Todd Strobel for the Prosperity Podcast. Once again, thanks, Kim Butler, and take care, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Prosperity Podcast. To take control of your money and have it work for you, visit us at partners4prosperity.com. If you liked this episode, make sure you subscribe and leave a review.